Cass, true. Serious.
Let's talk presidents. In fact, let's talk all of them in order.
Yep.
That was it?
Hold on.
No.
Just wait. Let's talk Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Adams, Jackson, Van Buren, Harrison, Tyler, Polk, Taylor, Fillmore, Pierce, Buchanan, Lincoln, Johnson, Grant, Hayes, Garfield, Arthur, Cleveland, Harrison, Cleveland, McKinley, Roosevelt, Taft, Wilson, Harding, Coolidge, Hoover, Roosevelt.
No.
No, hold on. Give me a second. Hoover. Yeah, it's Roosevelt. Truman.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Second. Yeah. Truman, Eisenhower, JFK, Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump.
Did you say Obama now?
Obama. Wow.
Obama now.
It took me all night.
Damn, dude.
You studied for that all night?
No, it took a half hour, but it was pretty
intense. Pretty good.
But yeah.
It's insane.
I had to keep practicing. I was doing it before bed.
Do the
like
vice,
I was praying.
Do the vice presidents.
Adams.
Are you seriously going to try?
I could go. I think I could
Here's
go.
Here's a good
decent.
Piece of trivia. And don't look it up.
Nope.
Okay.
Here's a quiz question. Who is Johnson, Lyndon Baines Johnson's vice president after Kennedy was shot, who became the vice president? Your mother's cunt.
Oh, man.
It wasn't her.
It wasn't your mother. It was her cunt.
Her cunt was a... Wait a second. This is a history podcast.
Yeah.
What if that was true?
You're telling me. Jones cunt.
Yeah, because he only needed her for 1 year. And then when he ran
so
for...
She's
then when he
so
ran,
excited to watch this.
Then when he ran... He got somebody else, but he was like, he called up, Joan, I need your cunt to be my vice. He called her from Dallas. You know that famous picture of him on the plane?
That was...
He called her right before that. I need your vagina to be my president, my vice president.
All right, so let's start from the top. Mom, I'm so sorry that he said that.
I'm not. I never met your mom.
You held back. You held
very,
back.
She's very sweet.
Very your sweet. Mom. All right. Let's start with Washington, dude.
Yeah.
What do you guys know about him? What do you say?
I mean, Washington is never like lied. a transitionary guy because he was so British. He was a British general. Mm. He wasn't like a... You know? He wasn't born in the... He didn't create America. It wasn't even his idea.
Yeah.
He was just a tool of... the first general president.
No, he was born in the U.S.
No, I know, but he wasn't like... He was a Brit. He was a...
Yeah, he fought in the French and Indian War as a British.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a lord, wasn't
he? Actually kind of sucked in that.
In that war?
In fact, also kind of...
Everybody sucked in the wars, though.
Everything he did was retreating.
It was luck to win anything then.
Yeah. He was good at retreating. That was like his number one thing.
It's an important thing to be good at.
Which is very good. In war. They don't
Otherwise,
you
lose once. He would fight again because he retreated so well.
Yeah.
It's pretty tight, though. Show up and be like, nah. And just run away. I'm like, nice.
1789. Yeah. That's when he started.
Well, most of the guys, it was so hard. Like, a lot of the army didn't want to be there and didn't have to be there. It's crazy. Like, 1776, the year that Washington did all that insane shit. It's crazy that people kept expecting the army to flee.
Yeah.
But they hung in there with little. It's not like they were like, we're making America that's coming later.
Yeah.
They had no fucking idea. So he's as good as they were, basically. And it's not, you know, like you picture him on this horse, like talking, but no, most of them didn't even look at the guy. They didn't see him. You know, like in the movies when they show a guy making a speech, to a whole army, and yeah, there's three guys can hear him.
It's impossible.
And the rest are like, "What is? What's even happening?" And they're all shitting on the ground.
Like Braveheart, they're all dying. The speech. The only people that can hear him are like, "Shut up!"
Yes,
there's two dudes. Like, the English are too many.
The English are too many.
Home.
Yes, we will, and we will live.
We will live.
That's a good point. I never thought about that. Yeah. No one heard their speeches.
No one heard any of their speeches. So it was really these guys all got together. I don't know. They got together. There. They decided to just keep doing it.
Oh, I don't want to spend too much time on Washington.
Yeah, Washington, I was never out. That. I never really. I mean, the great thing he did was leaving when it was time to go.
Yeah.
It was like the thing because he. A lot of them wanted him to be king.
Yeah.
A lot of them wanted him to be permanent. He's the one who said the thing where they wanted him to be Adams.
Yeah.
Wanted
Adams.
Him to be. Your Majesty or Your Excellency. Yeah,
they went by His Excellency.
And he said, Mr. President.
No.
What?
Jefferson was the first Mr. President.
Yeah, but Washington wanted Mr. President.
Washington went with His Excellency because Adams had this long one. His Majesty, all this shit.
What?
Washington kept His Excellency.
According to the HBO series about John Adams.
Yeah, but I looked into it.
Washington said, I want Mr. President.
Maybe he did, but he went by His Excellency. The reason he did it was because he didn't want to shake people's hands. And back then, that kind of... Because
he was like Howie Mandel?
Yeah, he was like, he'd rather just have people bow. I don't think he was a germaphobe as much as he just was like, this does command some respect. Because this is the first time in his life he started to get criticism.
Really?
Because when he was a general, everybody globally, outside of England, was like, this guy's the fucking
By the
man.
Way, president. Like, to talk about that word for a second, what a president is. Like, just an overall president thought here. The why I love about presidents is that it's a human being. It's a person.
Yeah.
And to me, like, it's like, you know, like some college professors teach the Bible as literature. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they don't teach the Bible as a religious subject. They teach it as like what it's done for history and what the stories are about, and you know, that kind of thing. I look at U.S. presidents that way. I don't have a political view about any of them. I just think they're fucking fascinating. And president, the word by itself, like your president is nothing. It's not, you're not a leader. You're not a ruler. You don't rule. Yeah. You preside. I mean, that's literally what it means, is that there's a whole group of people that are running the government by the people's will, and you preside. You just happen to be there. It's like in the Senate, whenever they show people in the Senate speaking, they always say Mr. President over and over again, and they're speaking to whoever is presiding. It's never the vice president is literally the president of the Senate, but it's whoever takes the chair that day. Who's presiding? It's an incidental title given to an equal who is chosen for them for that minute to preside. That's what I like about it. That's what I like about how they framed it.
Yeah. You know? When did they set term limits? I didn't even look into that because he just left.
Right. He was the first one to go. I could stay, let's get this started.
Yeah.
There's some famous moment where he was speaking to the Congress and they were trying to get him to king himself. And he was apparently really vain about that he wore glasses, so no one ever saw him with glasses on. And so the moment that's supposed to be this shocking moment was that he took out his glasses and put them on, and he said, like, I fear I didn't see you for what you are. That was supposed to be this big moment. I like to think that if he did, dumb. Like, he was really hoping if he missed, he's like, I fear I didn't see. And they're all like... What? Yeah, you wear glasses. We all, like, you know what I'm saying, though.
Yeah,
like he keyed the whole thing on this moment. See what I'm saying? And they're like, George.
Yeah, it's also a good moment for him to be like, "Yeah, you're right. You should not."
How
be
do
king.
You turn down king
you're
status?
To do funny
though.
Jokes.
What?
How do you turn down? Like,
that's what
you
makes
should
him
be
the
king, and you're like,
that's what makes him the man, dude.
That's wild, dude.
That's what makes him.
Well, also,
like,
he wasn't. Again, none of these people knew the future. He didn't know that he was giving away the keys to later nuclear war America.
Yeah. True, yeah.
He thought we were a dumb fucking, like, what?
Yeah, and these were all separate colonies.
Like, true, if Louisiana became a separate nation, the first president of Louisiana might be like, you guys, I'll do one term.
Yeah, I'm
that
done.
Good. I don't need to, like, hang in there.
All right. So, Adams.
Okay,